A breech birth is when a baby is presenting bottom first rather than head first. Usually babies come out head first. In about 3 to 5% of pregnancies, babies come out bottom first. And breech positioning can vary. It can be bottom down with legs straight up, or the baby can be sitting inside the mum with its legs crossed, facing bottom down. And it can also be one leg up straight and one leg bent at the knees. So there's a few breech positions, but basically it's bottom first rather than head first.
Do we know what causes the breech position?
Not really. Occasionally there can be a few clinical issues that concern the baby, but generally most breech presentations are, well, I think, because the baby's happy that way and decides not to turn and it feels like it's wanting to come out bottom first.
It's just nice and comfortable
in
that position.
Yeah, baby's preference.
In the past couple of decades, what have we tended to do when women have presented with breech birth?
Well, before 2000, women would lie on their backs and push the baby out, and then the clinician would apply forceps to the, what they call forceps to the aftercoming head to get the baby out. It was still a contentious approach. Cesarean section was preferred by some clinicians for breech, but it wasn't as much of a big deal as it was after the year 2000, when a randomised control trial that was conducted internationally found that cesarean section was preferred. And that randomised control trial found that cesarean section was safer for breech babies. A couple of years after that randomised control trial released its findings, people started to pick holes in it, and there are actually a number of queries about how that trial was conducted. And basically, with randomised control trials, you need a control group where they don't get treated and a group that do get treated. And the thing about being eligible or being a good candidate for a vaginal breech birth is that you have to fulfil a number of criteria. So you can't get shunted into the control group or the treatment group when you have a vaginal, when you're a woman with a breech baby that wants to attempt a vaginal breech birth. Also, the facilities, some of the facilities that this trial, that participated in this trial, didn't necessarily have skilled attendants, and that's one of the big criteria, that is that you have to tick that box for optimal vaginal breech birth. And so that was another big part of the trial that perhaps was lacking. And another part was that a number of the babies that were included in the vaginal breech group actually had some issues, some health issues that weren't related to being born vaginally, but they were included in the vaginal breech findings. So it wasn't necessarily a fair representation of what optimal vaginal breech birth conditions could be. And unfortunately, by the time that this was starting to come to light, clinicians that I've spoken to have talked about a shroud coming down across maternity facilities where the findings of the trial, immediately everyone managed breech presentation by a cesarean section. And it was almost too late when clinicians started to say, hey, actually, these findings aren't necessarily valid. And perhaps we've been too hasty in doing a blanket cesarean for every breech presentation. And so, unfortunately, it has affected the number of clinicians that are skilled in vaginal breech birth. And it is very rare to have a vaginal breech birth now, 15 years down the track after the trial findings were released.
So is the jury still out on whether vaginal breech births are better than a C-section?
There have been a number of papers that have been released with very well-conducted research that has found vaginal breech birth can be a safe option for selected women, provided that we have the skilled clinician, the baby's not too big, the woman's pelvis is big enough to birth that baby, it can be quite safe. And that evidence has built up, to quite a sizable amount of evidence that totally contradicts what the Turnbridge trial findings were. So the jury's still out. Well, if you look at evidence, then it's quite clear that it can be safe. But with maternity services, it's not just about evidence. It's about fear. It's about medicalising birth. It's about perceptions of risk and the superiority of medical technology in managing birth rather than birth being a natural physiological process. So it's complex, and it's not just a matter of evidence. I will say, though, that there are other areas of maternity care that respond quite instantly to evidence, and this is not one of those areas. It's not like a group B strep where, you know, we know how to approach management there and it's very clearly stated by the evidence, and maternity services around the world generally respond to issues like that quite – everyone sort of is on the same page. But when it comes to vaginal breech birth, it's coloured by a lot of other things. It's also coloured by some clinicians' experiences of unplanned breech where – they haven't detected that the baby's breech, and all of a sudden the woman's in labour and there's a bottom appearing rather than a head. There's panic, occasionally poor outcomes, but that happens with head-presenting babies as well. We tend to forget that we're very lucky in Australia. We've got great outcomes, but there is always a small percentage of, you know, births either breech or cephalic presenting where things can go wrong. But there is fear around vaginal breech birth, not just with clinicians but with society, because they just don't think that you can have a vaginal breech birth. A cesarean section is the way everyone thinks you deal with it.
Now, your research was looking at women's experiences of planning a vaginal breech birth.
Yep.
How common is a vaginal breech birth in Australia?
Well, in Australia, we're talking about a few hundred out of a few thousand. So I can say in New South Wales that we have about the most recent data that we have available, out of about 4,000 babies or so, we might have about 300 vaginal breech births. And that is for a number of reasons. There are very few clinicians that have the skill, and as I said before, that's one of the big ticks that you have to have. Also, women are scared. Women don't think it's possible. Women hear horror stories about the head getting stuck and it's just not possible. And it's actually really hard to find a facility that will allow you or will provide access to women to have a vaginal breech birth. There are a handful in New South Wales, and that's all.
Now, your research was looking at the main reasons why women choose to go down the vaginal breech birth path.
Mm-hmm.
What were they?
Well, they believed in their bodies. They believed in in birth as a natural physiological process. They felt strongly about having a go, and they believed in the evidence. They had to find the evidence themselves a lot of the time. There are other reasons that they recognise cesarean section is major surgery. And they didn't feel that there was anything wrong with the baby and there was nothing wrong with them. And they were angry at the system because the system was putting itself in the centre and saying, we're not dealing with this. This is how we do it. We do cesarean sections for breeches and that's it. Whereas women felt that they should occupy, rightly so, the centre of the pregnancy and birth process. And they wanted to have a go, and they didn't feel that the system's usual response was adequate.
And you just said that the system's response is to say you're having a cesarean.
Yep.
Where did the women find out the information that was possible to have a vaginal breech birth?
A lot of them went to the internet. A lot of the women talked to each other online, on Facebook. And it's funny, you know, I know a lot of people poo-poo Facebook, but it has become a really excellent forum for exchange of health information. It has become a support for women. We know that women want to talk to each other about these experiences. We found that in our research that these women that we interviewed felt very alone in their experience, and they had to navigate the system themselves and ring up hospitals and say, do you do breech, or do you know where I can do have a vaginal breech birth? So they went to the internet quite a lot, and clinicians need to make room for that in their practice now and recognize that the consumers are coming armed with information when they walk in the door. And I guess shared decision-making is something that we concluded in our findings was an important part of this whole process.
Do we know how many women find out their baby's in breech position and go, okay, well, I'm happy to have the Caesar?
Yep. We don't have any data on that. I know anecdotally that it does happen. And I support that. We know the evidence for cesarean section and the health impacts on mother and baby. It's emerging more and more that down the track, babies can have quite significant health issues if they've had a cesarean section. But women can choose that. The thing is that they should be informed of the risks and benefits. And if they're happy with that, then that's their choice. But I don't necessarily think that women are fully informed of the risks and benefits of cesarean section when they decide to go for it. And if this is anecdotal in my experience, I'm sure I'm not familiar with that evidence, but I'm sure there's evidence out there.